Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher at Talkers.com, is here with the overview of our list, the charts, if you will, for the week ending March 1st. All the items, the stories, if you will, the hot hits. I always like that. It makes it seem like those good old days, Michael, when we were in the music business, were playing the hits, the platters that matter, et cetera, et cetera.
Hot stacks of wax.
Hot stacks of wax. So I don't know how much wax there is involved other than the ears of some of the people that are on the air and some of the people that are listening. But our list is very, very, very compelling this week. So let's go through the stories and the people, according to the research at Talkers.com, that are on the top of the hit parade.
Yeah, a lot of interesting stuff. C. Everett Koop died. That's number 10. Pope Benedict retires. What an amazing story. At number 9. High gas prices at 8. Winter weather at 7. Matuteo gay questions at number 6. Number 5, we have Michelle Obama weapons gaffe, and that's tied with Jimmy Fallon and Oscars appearances. At number 4, we have Iran and North Korea nuke threats. At number 3, we have John Kerry's Europe trip. At number 2, we have Obamacare costs. And at number 1, we have the sequestration battle. The 10 most talked about people on our people's chart is number 10, C. Everett Koop. Number 9, Pope Benedict. Number 8, Seth MacFarlane. Number 6, Chuck Hagel and Jack Lew. Joe Biden is at 6. Michelle Obama is at 5. John Kerry at 4. Number 3 is a three-way tie between Bob Woodward, Lanny Davis, and Jay Carney. Number 2 is a two-way tie between John Boehner and Mitch McConnell. And number 1 is Barack Obama.
So, Michael, in terms of the people list, talking about, I mean, we have the same the suspects here, more or less, each week. And, I mean, when you get to the top of the list, it's always politicians. But the interesting story, the compelling story I find this week, I'm wondering about you, is Bob Woodward, and whether or not these sorts of things, these threats that come from the press office or wherever they come from, the White House, you hear some people really outraged about it. How dare they? Who do these people think they are? And others just say, what are you talking about? This happens all the time. These people threaten the reporters all the time to do it their way or get tossed. I'm reminded of that because I know that somebody that you and I are very close to, who works a lot at the White House, used to tell me, and I'm assuming she told you the same thing, that if you don't do things nicey-nicey, you don't get invited to the inside parties and the inside scoops.
Well, that's sort of the way it is in terms of the mainstream press, and not just with the White House. That's the way it is. I mean, you get access if you play ball, but if you play ball, you're not really
doing the news.
An investigative journalist,
right.
You're not totally objective.
Yeah.
This is one of the strange quirks of journalism in a free marketplace, and it's very difficult for these people. But the White House press corps is notoriously a club, and of course the President of the United States is not going to call on you, and you're not going to get good seating, and you're not going to get in if you're somebody that isn't in favor.
So how does the American public read this and or trust anything that they hear that may be supposedly the news? And then how does it get played on news talk radio stations, this issue of access, what's right, what's the truth, where's the information coming from? All these questions now, it seemed to me, are really subject to scrutiny when you realize how the game is actually played.
Yes, and that's why we really should teach our children in school how to read, how to watch, how to listen, how to utilize the media, how to understand the news. People should not go to any one source. They should not believe everything they read or see on the Internet. I think the answer is more education. Mm-hmm. That, I think, is the big answer. Beyond that, I think that we do have to revisit journalism and journalistic standards. If journalism goes out the window and it all becomes just entertainment and glitz and showbiz and celebrity worship, I think we're going to be in a lot of trouble in the years to come in this country.
All right, so let's talk about another person, number 5 on the people list, Mrs. Obama, also number 5 on the charts when it comes to the story of her gaffe on ABC and how I tried this myself. I found no reference to this mistake, quote-unquote, on any of the top four news sites that I check every single day. And if it wasn't for some of the stories, the story behind the story, if you will, and some of the talk radio people digging this out, nobody would have known how ABC tried to paint the First Lady in a favorable light after she made a mistake.
Well, that's also why talk radio is a wonderful thing, that you have people that are not necessarily inside the inner circle of what we talked about before. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to have access to these people and go to their parties and go to their press conferences to be able to get to the truth, or at least get to different angles of the truth. So you make a good point.
Well, so I wonder, to take that one step further, a lot of talk radio people who took, command of this story and talked about it a lot on the air, did not seem to take on Mrs. Obama for her appearance on the Oscars, which, as one host of many, I thought was way just out. It was not. I'm looking. I'm searching for the right word. You can see how frustrating it is. Whether it's outrageous, it's out of place. She didn't have, it's so patently political. Harvey Weinstein, who runs one of the biggest production companies in Hollywood, asked the Obamas if they could get Mrs. Obama to go on the Oscars.
Yeah, this is, again, there is a very, very thin and blurry line between serious politics and show business. Mm-hmm. And also, with all due respect to the First Lady, I don't know why we make first ladies so important. That's my own personal opinion. Why are they suddenly public officials? There's nothing in the Constitution about a position called first lady. And I think everybody would be better off if the relatives of presidents stayed in the background.
Stay home.
it's talking about the gaps and the appropriateness of somebody who really doesn't have any public position other than happens to be married to the president.
There are some who are comparing her to Jackie O. I don't know how.
Well, there was another one. Jackie O was a celebrity in the White House.
Yeah.
And, I'm personally not a big fan of the whole concept of celebrities in general.
Yeah.
I think celebrity, it's a very different thing to be a celebrity than to be a star.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a difference in the word famous. There's famous, there's celebrity, and there's star. Sometimes one person can have all three of those characteristics,
yes,
or two.
Yep.
But they're very different things. And I think the lowest level of the famous scale is this thing we call celebrity. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, if I were famous, I would hate to ever be involved in anything that has the word celebrity in it.
Yep. Celebrity Apprentice, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. Now, that'd be the next thing. Sure, show up on Celebrity Apprentice.
Look at Donald Trump. I mean, he is the classic example of somebody who just smushes and blurs the whole thing. On one level, the guy's a goofball reality show star. On another level, he, in some circles, is considered a serious potential candidate for president.
And in other circles, he's a very wealthy guy who's a good businessman. So it's an interesting, you're right, it's smooshed sort of all together. Michael Harrison is here, editor and publisher of Talkers.com, with more info on the talking points of the week coming right up here on The Countdown.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
So let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yeah?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Imagine a huge stadium filled to capacity and you're on the field with a microphone.
With an important life-changing message.
But only 60 seconds to announce it. What would you say? If you want people to listen and take action, you need a message that's well thought out, attention-getting, and convincing. That's where Radioactive Media comes in. We're the experts in harnessing the strengths of radio advertising to craft a powerful message for your business. We create hard-hitting, profitable campaigns that air on the top local and national radio programs, reaching potentially millions of new customers. Whether you're a Fortune 500 company with a weekly budget of hundreds of thousands of dollars or a well-funded and financed new startup with a budget as low as $8,000, a week, we can help. Give us a call for a free marketing analysis at 800-559-RADIO. Radio is one of the most cost-effective means to reaching your customers. Call 800-559-RADIO. That's 800-559-RADIO. 800-559-7234. Or on the web at radioactivemedia.net.
Michael Harrison back with us here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. He represents Talkers.com, the editor and publisher, a lot of the news. You can check, by the way, Talkers.com every single day, as there are always great stories about some of your favorite talk show hosts. As a matter of fact, reading some of the things, you profile a lot of different hosts each week and what's going on at various stations around the country, the FM talk genre and what's going on there. More and more stations are trying to broaden out the definition of FM talk. Is that something that people listen to this program ought to know more about?
Well, I think the people listening to this program are really astute about talk, so they know that there are talk stations on FM. Mm-hmm. Some of them are news talk stations, which is basically the format that we're doing now. Some of them are sports talk. And then there's all kinds of strange permutations, strange meaning they're not easily categorized, of lifestyle talk.
Yep.
But there has been a migration of talk to FM. It hasn't been a smooth one. Mm-hmm. Some of them don't make it, but some of them are doing quite well.
Don't you think it has to do with, in part, and I don't want to get too inside, but I think this is a relative conversation, about age and gender when it comes to moving over to the FM band? The sort of things that are on the AM band may not appeal, although the thought was given to, okay, let's just run all this stuff over on the FM band. I don't think that's worked particularly well unless the contents of the programming is modified to attract the people who are actually already there.
Yeah, well, you know, this is also a complicated subject, but for the most part, the feeling is that younger people and women are more abundantly found on the FM dial than the AM dial, so that if you have a format that appeals to older men, you'll be fine on the AM dial, but you may not necessarily do as well on the FM dial with it.
Yeah.
The other school of thought is, hey, if they take talk to the FM dial, they'll pick up more women and more youthful listeners.
Only if they have something that women and youthful listeners want to listen to.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Hello, ding, 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 ding.
Yes.
I think that's the duh factor that maybe, as you said.
Oh, there's a lot of duh factor in big business, not just in radio, but all across the board. Just because somebody's running a big company doesn't mean that they have a big brain.
All right, before we run out of time, Talkers every year publishes the list of the Heavy 100. You want to know who your favorite host is on the list? Check out Talkers.com next week. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers.com, here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Continuing on now on the countdown, we have Michael Levine, who's here from LBN, the Levine Breaking News, LBN E-Alert, the newsletter everybody ought to subscribe to. Everybody who's listening to this program, who's interested in news and opinion, will find your fill every day. This thing comes out, what a gargantuan effort it is, but it's a lot of, I find it amusing, I find it informative, so LBN Alert, LBN E-Alert. LBNElert.com. Get that right. Michael Levine is also the fellow that runs Levine Communications office in Los Angeles, big PR firm. So let's talk about a couple of people, or let's just say images. What comes to mind when you mention Michelle Obama? I saw something this week that compared her to Jackie O. Is that a good or a bad comparison?
It's a ridiculous comparison.
Don't hold back, Michael.
All right, I'll try to loosen up here.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, this unprecedented appearance on the Oscars was very, very interesting and dramatic. So it made the Oscars look good to have the First Lady.
Really?
Dramatic.
I thought it was very inappropriate myself.
Well, why is that?
Because I don't think it fit. I think it was very uncomfortable for Jack Nicholson to be doing what he did. He was very uneasy. He made himself look uncomfortable, and it wasn't something that seemed to fit. And it's not about politics. I mean, what has she got to do with the Oscars?
Well, it is a dramatic cultural moment when the First Lady of the United States participates in the Oscars. So I think for the Oscars, it was a good thing. I was uncomfortable with her dancing with Jimmy Kimmel in drag. That, I thought, was utterly and completely undignified.
Yeah.
There are certain levels of dignity that should be appropriate for the President of the United States, and I think that when the First Lady of the United States is dancing with Jimmy Kimmel in drag, that is not an appropriate, dignified level for the First Lady.
All right, taken. Point taken. All right, next item. The Pope retires. The Catholic Church, its image continues to be tarnished. The announcement late in the week that there are 100,000 cases filed, legal cases against the Catholic Church around the world for pedophile problems, abuse of children, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. How in the world does the Catholic Church ever, from an image perspective, fix their image?
Well, they don't in the next 30 years that I see. I see no plausible way for this institution in this generation or even maybe the next generation to fully recover. Now, in 200 years, I am not that. Prophecy is dubious business. I'm not that gifted. But I don't see any way that the Catholic Church can come out of this fully unstained in the next 20 or 30 years. I mean, it is any fair reading of these matters shows the outrageous level of complicity, of ineffectiveness. The cardinal here in Los Angeles, Cardinal Mahoney, I mean, any reasonable reading of what he has, how he's behaved, says he should be in jail.
I was, you know, I'm from the Boston area, and the Cardinal there, Bernard Law, up to his Mickey in covering up all kinds, hundreds of these things, and they had to take him out of there to keep him from being arrested and tried, and bring him over to Italy, which is where he lives now, as a sort of an aide to the Pope. But how does, again, this is the question you're asking, to which there is no real answer. How do they have any credibility when there are these guys at the top that continue to think this is the way to fix the problem?
Well, they have, the only credibility that they have is their massive size.
Yeah.
I mean, a billion people still worship in the Catholic Church name. So that's
what a shame.
An extraordinary number.
Yep, it is. Michael Levine is the editor of Levine Breaking News. It's the LBN eLert every day. Sign up for that at lbnelert.com. And also check out Michael's office. He runs the LCO online, LCO Levine Communication Office, big PR firm in Los Angeles. Always good to have him here on a Talk Radio Countdown show with a perspective on some of the things that are on the minds of people listening to Talk Radio.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Countdown program continues with what might be considered Countdown Extra Stories, things that are important parts of this week's Countdown, but we may not have had time to air some of this material from the stations that we monitor until this point in the Countdown. So let's bring you some of the thoughts on some of the issues this week, including the number four item, the nuclear threat from North Korea. Here are our hosts Eddie Fingers and Tracy Jones talking to military analyst Colonel Dean Schmittel about Dennis Rodman and the Harlem Globetrotters going to North Korea.
This is the kind of stuff you see out of, like, The Onion. You know what I'm saying? One of those satire-style websites or something. But this is really true. Dennis Rodman and some of the Harlem Globetrotters have gone to North Korea.
I thought that was a closed country. I didn't even know Americans could get
That's
in that
what
country.
I heard, right.
And as far as Dennis Rodman, I mean, he is a pretty good. I like Dennis. I actually knew Dennis lived by me. True story. When he was playing with the Pistons and I was playing with the Tigers, and I'd see him, you know, getting mail and stuff. He really is a good guy. I mean, he's a nice guy. He's kind of a crazy guy, but you know, I think pretty good ambassador for the United States. I mean, who doesn't love the Globetrotters?
Well, that's the thing. They're the, of course, Globetrotters probably was one of the first things into China back in the day when they, you know, broke that seal. But saying, talking about somebody who'd been there before, it's weird, this is a quote, when you go there, it's all very anti-American. North Korean kids are fed anti-American propaganda from the day they're born, but it's okay to like American basketball.
Yeah, that dictator is out of control. That little midget, they need to get him some elevator shoes because he is driving that country into bankruptcy. I mean, there's poverty all over that country. I mean, they have nothing, nothing in North Korea.
Kim Jong-un. These North Koreans... The tensions haven't been this high with North Korea as long as I can remember. I'm a 56-year-old man. You know, you kind of had to hope, Colonel, I think we all did, that when Kim Jong-il died, that his son, Kim Jong-un, would actually maybe be a little more United States friendly. That doesn't seem to be the case at all, does it?
That really isn't. Of course, I think the military has a good spin on him. They're much older fellows, and I think they're running the show. He's just up there for show as a leader. But you're looking at this country conducted certain nuclear weapons tests earlier this month.
Right.
And international community condemned that, of course. And they have threatened to warn and threaten that we're going to send you back to miserable destruction. The United States and South Korea go have a planned joint naval exercises next month. This regime is a nutcase.
Also on the Talk Radio Countdown this week, a lot of discussion about confirmation of those who are now coming into the Obama cabinet for the second term. Here's talk host Kevin Thomas with Congressman Jeff Fortenberry of Nebraska about former Senator Chuck Hagel's confirmation as Secretary of Defense.
What do you think of the confirmation of Nebraska's former senator?
We weren't directly involved in the confirmation hearings, and I watched it like you did and it followed it. I think we should congratulate Senator Hagel. And I think one thing that people may not be aware of is that Senator Hagel was very seriously wounded, twice wounded in Vietnam. And I've said all along that if he were to be confirmed, that I think what that experience gives him is the ability to be highly sensitive to the needs of the troops, and I think that's one of the strengths he'll bring to the office. I'm hopeful that given all of the dynamics of the hearings, the controversies, hopefully that got everything out on the table. People, persons who had significant policy differences with him and stylistic differences, hopefully that fence mending can now occur given that he has been confirmed, because it is very important for a Secretary of Defense to have the full confidence of both the Senate and the House as he moves forward on protecting our nation.
Well, I know you guys didn't have to vote in the House on him, but you served, you were in D.C. the same time he was for a little bit. His style in the Senate, is that what turned some people off, you think?
Well, Senator Hagel was very personally helpful to me, I'll tell you that. We did overlap. Several of my terms overlapped with him. I sought his advice on occasion. He sought mine. We had a good personal relationship. We had some policy differences, particularly when it came to the Iraq War and some on immigration. I think that his own experience of being wounded in war and seeing the dynamics of the Iraq War led him to a particular style that was controversial in the United States Senate. So I think it did get very personal for a lot of his colleagues who found themselves on the opposite side of an issue that was highly sensitive and difficult, but also created tensions in their friendship. So again, I think hopefully these hearings, maybe got it all out on the table, and this can all be mended so we can move forward with a strong Secretary of Defense.
What you're paying for gasoline, number 8 this week on the countdown. One of our affiliates is WJOL in Joliet, Illinois. Host Scott Slocum talks to Charlie Drevna of the American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers about the reasons gas prices are as high as they are.
You think you know why gas prices are so high? I'm looking out a window right across the street right now, and it says, last one I drove by, $3.89 for gas. We don't have the summer additive put in here for those of us that are in, high densely populated areas, so that's going to make it even go any higher. Charlie, what's your theory?
Well, right now, economically, right today, there are three or four reasons why prices have escalated fairly significantly over, since the beginning of the year. But the first is, the price of crude is rising up, and usually you can attribute most of that cost to the price of crude. This time it's a little bit different, though, because what we're seeing also, we have an unexpected increase in demand across the country by almost 3%. And that's pretty much unheard of at this time of year. Over same time period last year, mm-hmm. We have refineries that are scheduled for maintenance, and they're down. Now the good news on that is those were scheduled, and when you schedule a turnaround or maintenance, you always increase inventory before you do that. Now there's been some unplanned outages too, and those happen all the time also. And I think your listeners have to understand, we're talking an unplanned outage. We're not talking some accident that happened at the refinery. For the most part, we're talking somebody's inspecting something, sees a problem, and says, hey, this has to be fixed before it becomes a real problem. So, the traders see that a little bit of the inventory is going down, and naturally still have worldwide demand. So all those factors are playing into it.
Number 10 this week on the countdown, the death of C. Everett Koop. Here are hosts Sean Anderson and Hillary Howard talking to Mary Beth Albright, who's an attorney. She worked for former Surgeon General Koop.
What was your most distinct memory of going to work for C. Everett Koop?
Well, he had great stories about the AIDS days. And, of course, now in 2013, we have this perspective of AIDS, and we understand it, and we know where it came from. And you need to remember, go back to the early 1980s when people were dropping dead and no one knew why. And it was this, they were calling it the gay cancer and just crazy things. And it was such a polarizing disease. And he was the voice that said, we are not going to politicize this disease. And the people who are dying of it may do things that you don't agree with, intravenous drug users or gay people, but these are people who are sick, and we need to treat them as people who are sick, not quarantine them or be scared of them. And one of my favorite stories, because he knew about politics, when he put together that very famous report on AIDS, the Surgeon General's report on AIDS, they put together, there were 20 million copies eventually printed on it. And it was on regular government flimsy paper, but he printed out 1,000 copies for the White House on very heavy bond paper, because he knew that they were going to ask him to change the whole thing. And he thought, if I send it in on expensive paper, the White
White House will not ask me to change it, and they didn't ask him to change a word.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Besides the AIDS fight being his greatest legacy, what else do you think he'll be remembered for?
Well, people forget that he was 65 years old when he became Surgeon General in 1981. Prior to that, he had a 40-year career as the creator of the discipline of pediatric surgery. When he started pediatric surgery, children were operated on as little adults. They were anesthetized as little adults. They were, everything was done as just a smaller version of an adult, which now, of course, we know is not appropriate at all. He turned the mortality rate of children undergoing surgery, which was, you know, 90% or something when he started, into the survival rate. He separated conjoined twins. He operated on a baby who had a heart growing outside of its body and reconstructed its chest around it. So this is also somebody, there are, I'm sure, people listening to this interview right now who are alive because of this man.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues next with a focus on the number two issue this week, the Pope and what's happening in the Catholic Church. That's up next here on our Talk Radio Review.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Ensuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
It's a new year and a great time to reflect on things you sometimes take for granted. As the saying goes, freedom doesn't come free. That couldn't be more true for our wounded soldiers returning home. Would you please join me in supporting veterans by getting them the help that they need and deserve? My partners at the Purple Heart Service Foundation are dedicated to seeing that all veterans receive the support they need, so with your help, they can continue to go above and beyond to serve those who have served us so well. Get involved today by making a donation. You can give any unneeded vehicle easily with a free pickup, boats, that sort of thing. Cash, credit card donations are also accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. The Purple Heart Service Foundation relies on your donation, so don't sit around thinking about helping. Do something. Get involved by calling 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981. Don't wait. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981.
Here's host Paul W. Smith with ABC's Tom Rivers. They talk about the Pope's final public appearance just before he went into retirement and what he had to say.
Big, big crowds to see the Pope, Pope Benedict XVI, in his final address to the masses, if you will, St. Peter's Square. And we have ABC's Tom Rivers, who covered a story that no other newsman in history has covered. the retirement or resignation of a pope. Tommy, have you thought about that? You're a part of that history, too.
I guess we are. I guess we're talking about it. We're part of history, too. But everybody in the square, I mean, they were living through something in the last hour that nobody else living on this planet has gone through. You're absolutely right. You have to go back, what, roughly 600 years. So a pope going into retirement, that's kind of what it was all about. They had, Paul, 35,000 seats there. They were filled. I think they put in a few more, maybe 50,000 seated, 50,000 probably standing up. Everybody, you know, in this day and age, too, talking about sense of history, had their cell phone with them and snapping away like crazy. So it was like a huge photo gallery. And Benedict cruised around at the top of this whole audience in the Pope Mobile for the last time, waving, smiling, kind of enjoying the crowds for the last time.
The earlier report said that you generally in the wintertime, when the Pope addresses the throngs, he mm-hmm. generally does it from inside. But this time they thought he was going to do it from his apartment window above St. Peter's Square. But I was told later that there was a stage maybe right set up there. How did it all come out?
It came out perfectly. I mean,
was there a stage in St. Peter's, or was he from the window?
No, he was standing. He's standing up, but it was like a sense of history. We'll go through the archives years from now, and you'll see the response of the crowd. You'll see the beautiful skies above. It was a very, very warm day here. The banners saying grazie, thanking him for his 8 years. And, of course, he then, in turn, thanked everybody there for what he called the joy and light that his papacy has brought, but he also acknowledged the times of great difficulty, the difficulties facing the church that we've talked at length about in the past. So, yes, it was kind of bittersweet, but that's the end of the public side, if you will, of Benedict.
Here on the Trayvon Martin case, you know, this has been the first anniversary of the death of Mr. Martin at the hands of Mr. Zimmerman, so lots of conversation about why it's taken so long to get this trial going. Here from a discussion on Current TV, Michael Schur has analyst Tricia Rose on. They talk about stand your ground laws in Florida and elsewhere and the one-year anniversary of the shooting of Mr. Trayvon Martin.
These stand your ground laws, they are racist, as we know, at the very start, because it sort of justifies you saying that I don't like that person because of what they look like. And that's what we're saying that George right. Zimmerman did. That's what the prosecution's going to say that George Zimmerman did. So it is a racial right. discussion in that way.
Well, actually, let me focus in on a piece of what you said. When you said that the stand your ground laws hinge on perception, they hinge yeah. on what you think you're seeing and feeling threatened. So in order to understand that as a race problem and an anti-black sort of context, you have to understand how racialized perception functions. So you have to acknowledge that, and you have to study it, and you have to pay attention to it in order to say, actually, perception is not race neutral. And as a result, the association of blacks with criminality, the same actions done by a black person looks criminal when it's done by a white looks innocent, means that race neutral laws in language, right, stand your ground, anybody can stand their ground, is in fact not a racially neutral law in effect. And that's yeah. what we have to confront. That's an anti-racist project.
Let's review once again the stories this week on the Talkers charts for the week. Actually, February 25th to March 1st is what's represented here. At number 10, the death of C. Everett Koop. Number 9, the Pope leaving the church. Number 8, what you're paying for gasoline. Number 7, the horrible weather that still continues across much of the country. At number 6 this week, the release of all those illegal immigrants that are very dangerous convicts. They were just summarily released because of the sequestration, at least so we're told. Number 5 on the list this week, Michelle Obama and her various forays into the public through the course of the week. North Korea and Iran nuclear threats from them, number 4. John Kerry's trip to Europe, first as the Secretary of State. Obamacare cost, number 2. And the number 1 issue this week, sequestration. The discussion, and what do we do? Hopefully we do nothing. That's my own pejorative. Probably shouldn't throw that in here, but what the heck. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Up next, attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman has for you a discussion of several of the important items on the countdown as to their legal consequences. That's next here on the countdown. Mm-hmm.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from NeoPhera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
J.J. Wiseman is here with us on the countdown in his usual spot, taking a look at the... I don't know why I say taking a look. It's a radio program. We're not looking at anything. How about we are going to listen to him talk about some of the items on the charts for this week. It's the week of February 25th to March 1st. A big time on the conversation. Matter of fact, the number three this week, the continuing debate over gun control. Is there anything new here? Is there any more flexibility? I hear people talking about expecting that there will be a law that will limit the use of these rapid-fire guns, yet the NRA and the other gun groups say they'll take it to the Supreme Court. So what happens to it there?
You know, frankly, I think if it goes to the Supreme Court to challenge the constitutionality of such a law, the NRA will actually lose for once in a while. The Supreme Court most recently did make a definitive ruling indicating that the there is a constitutional right for individuals to have weapons. But if you read the opinion, you actually see that it is not unlimited, and it specifically says that the government can place reasonable limitations upon what kinds of firearms people are allowed to have. And there's a pretty good argument for a regulation of the assault rifles and the semi-automatics. So if such a law were to be passed by any legislature, I really have no doubt whatsoever that it would pass constitutional muster with even this Supreme Court.
All right. Next on the hit parade, number nine, the Pope retiring amidst scandal. Word is this weekend that there are 100,000 legal cases pending against the Catholic Church around the world.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be very, very interesting. And you're talking about cases around the world and different legal systems. You know, at one time, we had what was called sovereign immunity, and you couldn't sue various government organizations. But those have pretty much gone by the wayside. And the church has paid monies as a result of various trials. Most of the times, they've settled. It's just a not a very good thing for public relations or really for, you know, the people. There are some good people in the church who would like to deal with this, but yeah. it is it's an overwhelming thing that was going on for so long that I think there's some real issues of liability, and these cases will get to court, but they do take a long time.
All right, speaking of taking a long time, also on the countdown this week, the continuation of discussion of Trayvon Martin's death, 1 year since he was killed, still no trial. Well, people want to know, what the heck goes on that it takes this long to get somebody like Zimmerman to trial?
Well, interestingly enough, and remember, we have the Sixth Amendment, which guarantees the right to a speedy trial.
Right.
And this hasn't even been brought up. So, very frankly, it is not unusual in a homicide case like this for it to take as long as a year or more to get to court. This is not unusual. Think back to the O.J. case. But when you do look at this case quite differently from the O.J. case, the O.J. case had a lot of discovery and evidence that needed to be analyzed. There really isn't that much here. And so it may be a matter of crowding of the courts, the dockets, not enough judges. But the bottom line is, one, it's not unusual, but it should be unusual. It shouldn't take this long for a case where you don't have to do that much more investigating and discovery to get it to trial.
All right. President has, well, the president's always big. He's number one on the people list every week. The administration sort of weighing in on the gay marriage issue, which along with race relations, kind of interesting in how these things are playing before the various courts.
Yeah, you know, the United States Supreme Court is going to be hearing, it consolidated four different cases regarding gay marriage, and there is some just nuances of differences between them. What was perhaps most interesting this week was the Obama administration weighed in with what they call a friend of the court brief. In other words, we are not actually involved in this, but we are taking a position. And their position was an interesting one. They could have taken the route that I think the Supreme Court is going to take, which is that it's a matter of states' rights to determine whether they have same-sex marriage or not. But they took the increased position of saying that it is a denial of equal protection. So they certainly have been in support of same-sex marriage for a while now. They weren't originally, but they definitely are strongly in support of it now. But now they even took the position that this is an essential right. It's not just a matter of certain states like Massachusetts or others to decide whether or not to have it.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with us on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Check out his website, scambicide.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.